The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good Saturday morning to you. My name is Dayton Kane, and in for Rose Gray is Colleen Allsburg. How are you?
Good morning, Dayton. I am tired.
Tired? Yeah, you just got back from Alaska, right?
I did. I had an awesome 15-day trip through the land and sea portions of Alaska from Fairbanks all the way down to Vancouver. We had just amazingly spectacular weather. I just am still feeling so blessed. We saw the mountain for 2 days. We saw wildlife. We had just fabulous guides take us through with Holland America. Wonderful cruise, brand new cruise ship. Travels back with a vengeance, I tell you, and I am just beat. But it's a good beat. I mean, I feel great. I'm glad that we got the group back together and we're back on the road, and Rose is back on the road, and we're just going to keep going now. We're going forward.
It's kind of fun to actually talk about travel again.
Isn't it?
Not all the issues necessarily with travel, but we're actually out doing it and having fun and seeing the world. So.
Absolutely. It's about time. Oh my gosh, I was so ready for this trip. And as you know, Alaska is my favorite place in the whole world. And I just loved sharing it with this gang that I had. I had a wonderful group of folks that were with me, and they were just very spoiled, which is good. But I hate to say that, you know, because for future groups, I hope we get the same kind of weather. I know we'll get the same service and the wonderful experience, but that weather was just insane this time.
What cruise line were you on?
We were on Holland America.
Holland America.
Yeah, one of my favorites. They do it upright. They have the smaller ships. You know, they're a 2,000 passenger on average, which is a little bit nicer than those big 3,000 to 6,000 passengers where you don't get any, you know, you get lost on the ship and you don't get time to actually explore it and explore the area.
So if people want to experience Alaska, do you guys have trips coming up?
We are pretty much sold out and done for 22, but we have our 23 up for sale already, which is amazing. Normally, we don't get that up for sale until about August of the previous year, but working with Holland America, they're a great partner, and we really rocked it out. Got it up for sale already in March. After I went to Alaska and was posting a lot of my photos, I noticed my bookings have gone up a little bit, so people are really starting to think about it, and it's not too early. So if there's a specific date, specific cabin category you want, this is the time to start looking at booking right now. And don't wait too long, because we want you to have the perfect Alaska experience.
When does that normally happen during the year? Like, what are the good times to go?
The season runs from mid-May to mid-September. So actually, any time during that season is a good time to go. That's the summer season, and it's very short. So I always say, just pick the time that works best for you. I usually like doing the majority of my groups in June and August. I like those shoulder seasons where the prices are a little bit better, a little bit cooler on either end as well. Usually brings out the wildlife a little bit more.
Okay.
Anytime's a good time to go that works for you. And we do have all our groups up for sale on foxworldtravel.com under the group section. Take a look. Well, I run two different itineraries. One's a 15-day land and sea with a 7-day cruise, and then one's a 12-day land and sea with a 4-day cruise. So if you've not cruised before, you want to try it out. That's a great.
So what is the benefit of traveling with Colleen Allsburg with Fox World Travel versus just booking something yourself?
Well, I think, you know, we have a great, my coworkers and I, that our tour managers, Rose included, I think it's a nice way to start start some big time traveling. If you've got a group leader with you to take care of the issues that may come along. I go along as the person that's kind of like the backup to the local guides. I make sure that my clients are getting what they paid for. We have some structure, but within that structure, they can do their own thing as well. For instance, on this trip, I did have a few issues that I had to take care of with the COVID testing and things like that. So while I was taking care of that, the people can go about their time and still enjoy the trip without knowing what I'm doing behind the scenes. And then, like in this group, I had a great variety of ages with me, from my age, which I would think is younger, but I think I'm getting older too. I had four or six folks with me that were in our early 50s. They wanted to go to Alaska now, and which was great. I barely saw them. They were off and doing their own thing, lots of excursions. And then I had them all the way up into the 80s. And everybody got along. I get you from A to B to C, and you can do whatever you want. But within that that group tour is the structure. I'm going to get you on the trains and the boats and things like that. So that's one of the benefits of having a group leader with you.
And you're fun to hang out with.
Oh, well,
I asked that question knowing the answer because I've been on many group trips with you guys, and it's awesome having somebody there that knows what's going on. I've seen many people have issues that have been taken care of by folks like you, who then, like you said, they can kind of sit by the pool and chill a little bit while in the background everything's getting handled,
right,
or whatever the case. Obviously not the pool on the,
yeah,
the Alaskan cruise, but so awesome to have Fox World Travel involved. If you've never done a group trip before, I would recommend it. At least try it once and see how you like it. I've done it now both ways, where we just take our own group or we go with you guys. I really prefer the big group with you guys and going on those kind of planned vacation. I don't know what you call them. Group vacations.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. We're there. We don't want to. We want to enhance your vacation.
Right.
We absolutely do. Well, thank you so
much. Absolutely do.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We are talking travel because it's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Oh, Isaac, you're brilliant. This serves two purposes. Steve Miller Band going to be at the BMO Harris Pavilion tonight again at Summerfest, and Jet Airliner. So what a combination.
He knows what he's doing. He's so smart. I love it.
That's why he makes the big bucks. We appreciate
That's
that.
That's awesome.
Isaac is in the producer's booth waiting for your calls. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. He'll get you on the air with us, just like he did with Lee here in Ottawa. Good morning, Lee. What's your question?
Buenos dias. I have a question, and that is, when do we know when will nonstop flights open up from Milwaukee to Cancun once again? Last year we purchased July 25th. Are we about a month out or any indication?
Actually, Lee, they are ready to be booked already, starting the end of December. The flights start the end of December. And I know for a fact something's coming up at Fox World Travel that's going to be announced very soon. We're having a big sale, so kind of keep an eye on that. But for our Cancun flights, they're actually, now they're calling them exclusive nonstop value flights, otherwise known as the charters from Milwaukee.
Why did we have to make it so long? Charter is so easy.
No. Charter would be nice, but it doesn't sound fancy.
You said they're open now? Who has nonstop flights right now to Cancun?
No, you can book them
now. You can book them now, yes. Yeah. Apple Vacations through Apple Vacations.
But you can't go right
through
now.
Apple, okay.
Can you go right now?
You can go, but you have to go to Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we're going to be traveling in February of 2023. So, okay, I didn't see that. I missed that. I've been watching the charters also. I must have missed it. We had Sun Country last year, so nothing with them just yet. So,
yep,
Apple.
Check it out.
Very good. I'll check with them.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Lee. Have a good day. Speaking of what you guys offer, there's an event coming up online.
Yeah, that was perfect timing for Lee's call. On Wednesday, June 29th at 6 o'clock, we have a virtual event called All-Inclusive Vacations. So you can join Rose Gray and our travel advisor, Katie Hawk. She's awesome. She is an expert on everything all-inclusive. And so join us for that hour from 6 to 7 on next Wednesday, June 29th. And they will discuss the schedules and some of the specials that they're having. And I have a feeling there might be some kind of an announcement as well. But absolutely sign up for that. And even if you can't attend, just sign up anyways, because we do record it and then we'll send it out to everybody that registers for that event. So
foxworldtravel.com, go to the resources at the top, and then it's the first thing there, vacation travel shows and events. And then you can register. I'm going to register for this one because I want to see what's going on.
So. Yeah, you should. I think I might as well.
I hear that people can have drinks because you're sitting at your house, right?
So absolutely. Grab a drink. Well, that's, you know, Rose says that all the time. So I guess it must be true. Yeah, absolutely. Sit back, have a glass of wine, enjoy, and listen and dream about going to the Caribbean or Mexico or something this coming winter. Because you know it's coming. You know that it's going to be snowy and cold. And people that aren't, you know, it's 90 degrees here at home right now and you're not thinking about it, but you know what's
coming.
Now's
the time to plan for it.
Absolutely.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. When we come back, more of your calls and texts. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray today on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
My favorite Phil Vassar song right there, Little Red Rodeo. He's going to be on the U-Line Warehouse stage tonight at Summerfest. I was down there last night. We saw Warrant, Lita Ford, and the Violent Femmes. What a great night.
Are you kidding? The Violent Femmes are still touring?
Yeah.
I went to see them.
I don't know if they're touring, but they did this, obviously. Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, they did a concert a couple years ago up in Oshkosh at the old Grand Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
And I went by myself because nobody wanted to go because I'm like the only 80s lover in Oshkosh.
Oh, they're awesome.
And it was just amazing.
They sound great still to this day. Three guys playing instruments on a stage and they can own it. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Get out to Summerfest if you can. It's this weekend and the next two weekends after that. Let's take calls. The AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Karen in Wauwatosa, good morning. What's your question?
Hi. I'd like to find out if Colleen has any insights into if there are any info on whether the global entry program is going to like fix itself. Colleen, the travel companion, just had her application accepted. And then, as you probably know, you go on their website and you have to schedule a time to meet with an agent and go through the last step. There are no appointments available anywhere near us. I mean, Texas, I think, has some for any date in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now they've shut it down to even be able to, you know, if you wanted to try to get in 2023. Do you have any info on that?
Actually, Karen, your question is just spot on timing-wise because I just had my interview for Global Entry. I signed up about a month ago, and I could not get an appointment in Milwaukee until January of 2023 by going down to the Howell Avenue office down there. But the fortunate thing for me is that I was traveling to Canada. And when I looked, there's a lot of different airports, international airports throughout the world that are actually doing interviews. So when I came home from Vancouver last week, Monday, I was able to get it was about a 15-minute interview right at Customs and Border Patrol because they have, they actually have U.S. Customs in Vancouver. And so I got my interview. I was accepted, and I should be getting, I'm immediately accepted, got my number, and I'll be getting my card in a couple of weeks. So that, if she's traveling at all internationally and can look it up, if you go to that same website for the Customs and Border Patrol website, they will show you all the different airports that are offering these interviews, and they go very quick. And that's probably going to be the quickest and best way to do it right now. It's just so popular and everybody's doing it because it makes travel so much easier that if they can take a look. And also I would check once in a while the Customs and Border Patrol arrives at the Air Venture in Oshkosh and they have their own building and they'll do interviews there and they'll also do TSA pre-check if they just want to get that. So they're just kind of keep an eye out for it for different opportunities to get that.
Oh, okay, Colleen. Thank you. That's helpful. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening, Karen. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. Colleen, tell us a little bit about some of the other trips that you guys have planned for this year.
Well, I'm going to be hitting the road running again this summer, which is great. I'm heading to Iceland on July 15th with a group, and I'm really excited about that. I haven't been to Iceland in a probably 20 years.
Wow.
And I went in December last time when we landed in 5 feet of snow. So I think this will be a better experience, the long daylight days and seeing we're doing whale watching. We're going to waterfalls and glaciers and volcanoes and geysers and just the scenery is going to be insane. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then I know that Rose is doing an Alaska. I'm doing another Alaska. Rose is going on a river cruise. She's just getting back from a river cruise. We've got a group leaving actually Monday on a river cruise. I've got Poland coming up. I've got Egypt coming up. I know that we've got Switzerland and just...
Man, covering the world.
We really are. I honestly think at one point there's not going to be anybody in our office because we are all just on the road and just really busy, which, you know, it's just feels so good to be traveling again and excited to get people out and about. And there's just an amazing pent-up demand for travel now.
Yeah, for 2 years we couldn't go anywhere.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm just excited for people to get, you know, to see the world and get back on the road with us.
And they're loosening up. A lot of places are starting to loosen up the COVID restrictions.
Yes.
But still we need to be aware as we're booking and where we're going as to what the protocol is, right?
That's correct. There are some vendors that are still, their protocols will require testing. But one of our biggest godsends was the announcement that they stopped the testing to come back to the United States for international travel. That was huge for all of us. And we're just so happy that, you know, we can take care of it. You know, we don't have to do that and that worry anymore.
Yeah. When we went on our trip in January, just at the last couple of days, you started getting that what's going to happen feeling. And
exactly.
So to not have to worry about that is nice.
Right.
All right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. When we get back, more of your calls and texts. But right now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Mike Spaulding. Good morning, Mike.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Lil Wayne cracks me up. He's going to be at the American Family Amphitheater tonight at Summerfest, so that's why Isaac's playing right above it.
I think I met a Lil. I think I met a Lil John.
Lil John?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I met him down in Cancun. So.
Yeah, you have to either be big or Lil.
Yeah.
You can't be in between.
Well,
I'm going to be Medium Dayton. Just call me Medium Dayton.
Absolutely.
That's my rapper name. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Today, Brewers tied with the Cardinals for first place, taking on a different bird, though, the Blue Jays at 3:10 at American Family Field. So 94 is going to be busy with Summerfest going on, the Brewers game coming up, 3:10 start on there. You can catch coverage at 2:35, but I see you're dressed for the part.
I'm ready to go. I pick a great day to go to the Brewer game, I guess, with all that busyness going on. But I am actually meeting the Fox World Travel alumni group, and I think there's like 35 or 40 of us headed to the game.
Wow.
We're all just, you know, that's one neat thing about our groups is that when you travel with the same people every year, you start making new friends. And this is one of my most favorite groups of folks to travel with. I've known most of them for over 10 years. We've become friends from all over Wisconsin, from as far north as Shawano. And then we've got some folks out in the Madison area and Baraboo and Ryo and a lot from Milwaukee and all the places in between. And so we do things together as well back home. We don't just do things on the road, but this is my annual group. We usually try to go play something sun and fun every year. I'm still working on 23 for them, so don't ask, guys. Don't call yet. I don't have that answer yet for you. So we're heading to the Brewer game today. I'm really excited to see everybody.
Is this like the Illuminati? Is like a super secret, really hard to get into
it
club?
It is. It's really hard. All you have to do is ask me to join our group on Facebook and we'll get you in. We'll take anybody. We're a fun group. We're a nice group of folks and we take care of each other and we have a lot of fun.
Nice. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Jack in New Berlin. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, Jack.
Jan and I are going to Egypt with you in October.
Fantastic. Okay.
That's the trip that got canceled in 2020, so we're raring to go. My question is, excursions. We're looking at all of the possibilities, and the Abu Simbel, the one where you have to fly
Yes.
Is kind of expensive, so I want you to sell me on Abu Simbel.
Okay. Yes. I can sell you on that, Jack, because I have been to Abu Simbel, and it is just incredibly amazing. It's a temple that they moved because they flooded the lake in that area, and they had to move this amazing temple. It is red stone, overwhelmingly gorgeous. I have some of my favorite pictures from there. The history of the temple itself and how they pieced it, you know, they took it apart by pieces and put it together like a puzzle to get it back up. And it's just in such a neat area, overlooks that lake that they moved it from. I know it's pricey, but it's one of those trips that if you don't do it, you might regret it. And did I sell you, Jack?
What? Yeah. All of our travel literature said don't miss it. So we will definitely sign up for it. And I hope you're not tired out with all your travel.
I'll be ready to go. I'm raring for Egypt.
We've met you, and we know your energy level, and we love it. So
oh, thanks,
the
Jack.
The Brewers will win the day, and everything will be fine.
Okay, perfect. I love it. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Colleen Alsberg in for Rose Gray this week on the Fox World Travel Show. Text here from the 262 says, going on a celebrity cruise in December, pros and cons. Sorry, it just jumped on me. Pros and cons in taking the cruise line insurance or looking at something like Travel Guard?
I'm always a big proponent of taking Travel Guard in these situations, especially now with COVID being a part of the factors getting that while you're cruising. I also like Travel Guard because it is a primary insurance that will cover your air, whereas the Celebrity Cruise Line air or the Celebrity insurance may not cover air, especially if you don't do it through Celebrity. I understand that the cruise line insurance is probably going to be a little less expensive, but really read the fine print and double check to make sure that you're fully covered and how much coverage you have. And if you're covered for cancellation, very important if you're covered for medical assistance, because when you're cruising, you never know where you're going to end up. If you have if you break a leg or something and they have to airlift you, it's very expensive. So just read through the fine print. I would suggest Travel Guard. That's just my personal opinion.
There you go. Another one here says, hi, Colleen. As a person in their 70s who is still pretty mobile, I'd like to book a trip like a river cruise before I'm not able to do so. My partner is concerned about testing positive for COVID and not being able to get home or incurring a big expense while quarantining in a foreign country. Can you help me convince my partner we should book a trip in 2023 anyway?
Well, I think you should go because, A, they've dropped the testing requirements.
Yes.
To come home. So now's the time. At this point, they said it's going to be a 90-day review on the testing policies. But I think 2023 is going to be a little bit different. I wouldn't not book a river cruise with that in the back of my mind, because right now I think if anything, things are just going to keep getting better and better, and testing to come home is not going to be an issue.
But look into the insurance policy like you just talked about.
Absolutely.
As you're going. So yep. Using a travel agency like Fox World Travel, insurance is important these days. Just cover your bases, but don't stop traveling.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Don't stop traveling. All right. From Kathy in Manitowoc, we're going to Scotland next week. Our flight lands in Edinburgh, but then we have to get to Glasgow to pick up our tour. Any advice how to get to Glasgow?
Oh, boy. That one I'll have to look up for you. I know that it's quite a distance between Edinburgh and Glasgow, so I'll probably have to look that up for you.
We will do that during the break.
Yep, and
all
right. I'll get back to you.
We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have that answer for you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Trying to figure out. Oh, here he is. Atmosphere. Going to be on the Generac Power Stage today at Summerfest. Lots of different bands out there. When you go to summerfest.com, it is amazing how many bands they have out. I mean, it's crazy. But
I miss Summerfest. Well, I used to go a lot when I was a kid.
Well, you could eat. It's this weekend. You could be there.
I could.
You
I could know. Be there.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Barb in Appleton on with us. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Well, I'm thrilled to be on the signed up for the Egypt trip with Colleen in October. My questions are about the Abu Simbel trip, because it's a flight and maybe limited seating. How soon can we book? Can we wait till we get there to book it, or should we book ahead for that extra trip? And also, the new Antiquities Museum opening in November in Cairo, we are supposed to visit the museum. I'm wondering if we'll be visiting the old museum, if some of the main attractions will always be transferred, already be transferred to the new museum, or if we'll get a sneak preview of the new museum.
Well, I'm glad you're going with me, Barbara. We're going to have a great time. As far as Abu Simbel, I think you'd be okay to hold off and book there so you can get more information as well. Normally, Inside Vacations will hold back a few seats for the group, so they shouldn't. That shouldn't be a factor, but I'll have our operations team back at the office take a peek at that for sure and see what how that works and if what they recommend as well. We'll get back to you on that. And then as far as the Antiquities Museum, As of now, it is not scheduled to open until November, and I've talked to Insight about that as well, and they said that they will still be taking us back to the old Cairo Museum, and there's still a lot of things there, a lot of antiquities that you will still enjoy. So I'm not too worried about that. We'll keep an eye on it. And for some, they keep pushing off that brand new museum. The opening, they've pushed it off 3 years now, I swear. And it just keeps getting elongated. So, but not to worry. We're going to find you some great things to look at and a lot of,
sure.
Yeah, we're still going to have a great time, Barbara, for sure. But I'll get back to you definitely about that, that Abu Simbel.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Back to Kathy's question in Manitowoc about Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Okay. Isaac was making fun of me for my pronunciation of it. Anyway, getting from there to Glasgow, you looked up some things. What did we find out?
Found out, actually, it doesn't sound too bad. The best recommendation they're saying is just to take a taxi. It's about 65 euros, so about $75,
yep,
somewhere
about
in there.
About 75 bucks.
That's the most relaxing way to do it. There is a train that you can do as well, but then you're hauling your luggage and getting on and off of trains, and that takes about an hour, and they are saying approximately about 35 US on that per person. So I think you'd be best off just to take a taxi.
There you go. And then you can fit everybody in there, right?
That absolutely. You
can pile everybody in. 10 to a taxi, I hear. No.
Exactly.
One quick text before we go to a break here. It just says, many thanks to Colleen. Now I'd like you to be our travel guide for all our future trips. You're the best.
Well, that's so sweet.
855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. One final segment left of the Fox World Travel Show next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Phil Vass, you're going to be at Summerfest tonight. It's going on this weekend and the following two weekends. My name's Dayton Kane, here with Colleen Alsberg, in for Rose Gray, our final segment as we talk through this. By the way, it is Day of the Seafarer today. So we're celebrating cruising, I guess. I don't know. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Karen in Muskego, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning, and I love your show. I've listened many, many years. My question is, I'm renewing my passport. I have the pictures taken. I filled out the forms. Who do I send it to, and is it through registered mail, and how much money do I send for an adult passport?
Karen, my best advice is to get that taken care of at the post office. You can look everything up on travel.state.gov. Tells you all the information on where it has to go. And I've the last time I renewed my passport, I actually had them do everything for me. They took my photos. They organized everything for me. I gave them the check. They knew where to, you know, who to write it out to, and they were very helpful. Right now, passport renewals are basically a brand new passport, so it's going to be about $130 for your new passport booklet, and I would recommend getting the booklet because it's the best that the best you need for all of your travels. And then you can get your old passport back as well. I usually put a note on it and that says that I'd like my old passport returned, and it comes back separately from your new passport. But that's my best advice. The last time I went, I just hung out at the post office for a while.
Thank you. Can I go to Muskego's post office? Any post office?
Yep, any post office will help you with that.
Okay, thank you, and have a good 4th of July to everyone.
Oh, thanks, Karen. Thanks
Karen,
for listening. Have a great weekend. Another question here on the text line says, will the recent landslide in Skagway affect the July 10th Alaska landing cruise in any way?
You know, that was a surprise to me because I guess it happened a day ago. Looked it up real quick. Skagway is very unique. There's usually 5 or 6 ships in at a time. So where the landslide happened was where it's not where Holland America docks, thank goodness, in Skagway. Holland America has priority docking privileges, and so they're basically right downtown, whereas the landslide occurred along the rail lines, normally where Celebrity and Princess and all the other cruise lines dock about a mile from downtown. So as far as I can tell, this should not affect your Holland America cruise with Rose.
That's good. Another question says, I found that nonstop Milwaukee to Cancun via Apple, but it's pricey. Any word on some imminent competition, Sun Country, Frontier, or other?
Well, you know, I think that's going to be part of the issue because they kind of have a monopoly on it. Apple Funjet shares, they share flights. The only thing I can think of is that, you know, you'd have to look into maybe connecting flights and get a better deal. But kind of keep track of Fox World Travel. We've got some promotions coming up as well and a sale. So hopefully that'll help ease the pain of the pocketbook. just kind of watch. Competition is not very strong here as far as that goes when it comes to the airlines.
What's new and trending is the big event that's coming up online for those all-inclusives. When is that and how do we get in?
That is June 29th at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a fun night with Rose and Katie from our Sheboygan office. It's an all-inclusive vacations virtual event with Apple Vacations featuring their exclusive nonstop value flights, which are the charter flights.
Charter
going all the way to Mexico and Punta Cana and Jamaica and all the great places that Apple Vacations flies direct out of Milwaukee.
All right. We have a couple minutes left. What are some of the trips that are coming up that people can still get signed up for?
Got a lot of things going in 2023. I'm actually taking out a group to South Africa in 2023.
Wow.
And I think I had about 4 seats left the last time I looked, but I've been gone for 2 weeks. So take a peek at that. Rose is heading to Antarctica. She's going to Australia and New Zealand. We've got our Best of Italy's and our Hawaii's, and we are just booking like crazy. And it's been fun. We're back to having fun in the travel industry again. And we'd love to have you on one of our group trips. We've got the best staff when it comes to travel advisors if you want to do your own thing. So give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO. Go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and we've got amazing things coming up. So we'll help you get there.
And what are the hours for the phone? When are people at the offices?
We are open Monday through Friday. We're on our summer schedule now, 9 to 5. So stop on in, make an appointment at some of our locations because we are still working with some staffing issues. You know how that goes. I think we kind of all are. But it would be best to make an appointment if you have, especially if you have a trip that you really need to do some major digging into and planning. So we'd love to help you with that. But 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Brewers taking on the Blue Jays, 3:10 today. You're going to be there with the crew. What's your prediction? We win in?
I think it's going to be close. I think we're going to win by about 3. Let's make it 5-2. That's my prediction.
Ooh, all right.
Is that
right
good?
Down to the number of runs. I like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I do need to say happy anniversary to my dear wife, Tracy. We've been together 28 years
today.
Oh,
happy anniversary, you guys.
Married 28 years today. But,
wonderful.
Unbelievable that she put up with me this long. So
I know, and I only have to deal with you once in a while. So good for you, Tracy.
Wait a second. Hey, did you hear that, Isaac? What's going on here? All right, Colleen, always a pleasure to have you here. Is Rose back next week?
I believe Rose is back next week, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Enjoy the Brewers game.
Thanks.
And we will talk to you all next week, 9 o'clock every Saturday. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk, and we check in with Mike Spaulding in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.